My name is Nydia. I am 16 years old. Today is June 2nd, and I am speaking with Nydia Ramos, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in San Diego, California. Tell me a little bit about yourself. When and where were you born?
Well, I am a first-generation Mexican-American. I was born in San Diego, and I was raised in the South Bay area, which is south of Chula Vista, north of San Ysidro.
Can you tell me about where you grew up? What was it like?
I grew up in a very poor community. I grew up in an apartment complex where Section 8 families lived, and my mother was a single mother who raised five of us. I have two older brothers and a younger brother and a sister, so I'm the middle child. What was it like? It was tough. My mother found it hard to make ends meet, and sometimes we didn't know if we were going to have a decent meal. So I guess you can say that we grew up pretty humble.
Where's your mom from?
My mother was born in Tijuana. Her parents are from San Luis Potosí, which is close to Mexico. Distrito Federal, I think. She migrated to San Diego in 1978, I believe.
Where's your dad from?
My dad, my father is from Orocovis, Puerto Rico. I don't know much about him or his family other than they're from Puerto Rico. As far as I know, they are still there.
Can you tell me about your relationship with your parents?
There is no relationship with my father. It's pretty much non-existent. He has been gone since I was 2 years old. He visited a couple times throughout my childhood. And most of the time, he was unpresentable. He was an addict. So he struggled with drug and alcohol addiction. So those visits were not very pleasant. My mother... We are very close, despite our distance. She still lives down in South Bay area, and we're a little farther north, so we don't get to see each other every day like we used to, but we're still very close, and we maintain our relationship.
Do you remember a time when you felt close to either one of them?
Not my father at all. I don't recall any moment being close to him at all. My mother, there has been several times that we've been close. One particular time maybe would be I'm trying to think of a time. There's been many, but it was a hard childhood, so good times or being close to my mother was a little difficult because she divided her time amongst five of us. I know. During the evenings, she and I used to watch telenovelas beginning at 5 o'clock, and they would end at 8 o'clock, and so that was a nice little bonding time, I guess, for us, watching those telenovelas.
Do you remember a time when you made them angry?
Oh, yeah. Plenty. Well, my father, no, because he was not around. But I did have a stepfather for a few years, and he was very kind. He was very nice. And he treated me as if I were his daughter, and he protected me as much as he could. But yeah, I made him angry. I was, growing up, I was very sassy, so I talked back a lot to them. And in the Mexican culture, that is very disrespectful, and we don't do that. And we would, if we did, we would get punished. So I definitely had my handful of spankings growing up, to say the least.
And if your biological father, if he ever came back and maybe asked if he could be in your life again and in your children's lives, would you allow him to if he asked?
You know, he's tried. I don't think he's a good, I don't think he would be a good role model for my children. And I don't think he would bring anything positive to our relationship or our lives or my family's life. So I don't think so. But never say never.
Did you have a nickname? And if so, can you tell me the story of how you got it?
Yeah. My stepdad, whose name is Jaime, he used to call me Prieta. And Prieta means, it means dark skin. And the reason why he would call me Prieta was because, well, I tan really well. And so I would be, whenever I had a chance to be outside, if I ever had the chance to be outside to play, I that's what I would be doing. I would be outside playing. So I would burn easily, and I would have this nice little toasty suntan. So he would call me Prieta. He would also call me Chimoltrufia, and Chimoltrufia was a character from a TV show, a Mexican TV show, and it was a character, a toothless character, and the reason why he called me, basically, Chimoltrufia means a toothless character, and the reason why he would call me Chimoltrufia was because my teeth struggled to come in after I lost my baby teeth, and so I was toothless for a while, and so I know, they sound mean, they sound bad, but I felt the love when I was called Chimoltrufia or Prieta, yeah.
And you said as a kid you'd like to go outside and play and be active. Did you play any sports as a kid?
I tried playing sports, yes, I tried. I was always a little tomboy, and I always enjoyed, with my two older brothers, I always had the opportunity to play. I mean, you know, amongst the niños del barrio, which means the kids from around the block, and they would, you know, have jolly old time playing sports, but I never had the opportunity because in our culture, because I don't believe in that. But my mother used to say that, you know, girls were not supposed to be playing rough, that girls were not supposed to be playing with boys and rough sports or any sport at all. So I never got to play a sport when I was a child. However, when I turned 14, what was that, 13 and a half, something around there, I was given the opportunity by a friend's dad. He saw me, we were at the park. I think we were just, for one reason or another, we were at the park, and he saw me kicking a ball, a soccer ball. And he used to coach a girls' soccer team. And so he asked me if I wanted to come and play. And I said, you know, I'd love to, but I don't have any money for uniforms and none of that stuff, cleats and shin guards. And so he said, don't worry about it, I will take care of it. And so I had my first chance, my first opportunity to play a sport, and I loved it. And that was a really good memory. It's a good time in my life playing ball.
And did you see, like, yourself going anywhere with that sport? Like, being a professional or anything?
Not really. I saw myself playing the sport. I love playing the sport. I saw myself playing it. I don't think professionally, I don't even think that was even a thought. I don't think my friends and I ever spoke about playing professional soccer, and I don't think the opportunity was ever there to even dream about it. So, no.
Tell me about your siblings. How would you describe them?
My siblings are the best thing that has ever happened to me. My siblings, even though they drive me crazy till the day. I have two older brothers, Orlando and Juan. Orlando, Juan, and myself are from my father, my younger brother, Jaime, and my younger sister, Cindy. They're from my stepdad, so I guess society calls them half brothers, half siblings. I don't really like that term. But, let's see. Orlando is very dedicated. In fact, if I would describe him in one word, it would be that. He's very dedicated. My brother Juan, aka Johnny, he's artistic. He's very artistic. Myself, well, I'm a little bit of everything, I like to say. And my brother Jaime, he's a shy one. He's very sweet, very kind, very lovable. He just has a kind soul. My sister is a sass, pizzazz. She, that girl is just a firecracker. And I love her to pieces, but they're all very unique. We're all very unique. But I think, you know, siblings, you know, we all have our ups and downs, but I think it, at least in my childhood, I think it was my siblings who helped me become stronger, helped me move on, helped me to continue life, so to speak. I'm sure you're going to ask me something else in regards to that later, but yeah.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest childhood memories?
One of my happiest child memories was when I was 5 years old. It was a time when my stepdad, he got together with my mother, and although they were not officially married, but he was my stepdad, and we adopted each other. And so he for my birthday, my sixth birthday, he took me and my brothers to SeaWorld for the first time, and I was just so amazed. I've never seen anything so beautiful and so grand, and it was something that you would only see in the movies. So it was very magical for me to visit SeaWorld, and he bought me my first stuffed animal, like my first brand new stuffed animal. You know, I had a lot of hand-me-downs, so I didn't get to have a lot of, you know, open new toys or whatever, but he gave me my first little stuffed animal, and it was a character from, you know, I forget what the cartoon was, but his name was Chili Willy, and it was the cutest little thing.
And can you tell me about one of your worst childhood memories?
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of those. Again, it was rough. It was rough living in a small little apartment with four other siblings and a single mom for the majority of my childhood. But probably the worst was when I several times during my childhood I was sexually abused by relatives, and so that really that was really a rough time for me.
Are there any childhood friends you want to tell me about?
Yeah, I actually had a lot of friends, especially in school. Not so much outside of school. My mom kept me indoors a lot. Sometimes I would play by myself in the monkey bars or the playground. No, she, for the most majority of our time, I was kept indoors, except when I was obviously in school, and so had a lot of friends in school. One particular friend that I had since kindergarten, her name is Elizabeth Sosa, and aka Leechy, that's what we called her. And anyway, she graduated with me. Actually, we ended up going to college together down in Chula Vista, so we were together for 12 plus years. Good times with her.
What did you think your life would be like when you were older?
I definitely never thought I would be where I am now. And I think that's because, you know, when you're a kid, your mind plays tricks on you. Your mind, the way you're raised, since it becomes your norm, you start thinking that that's going to be your entire life. And you don't realize that, as a child, you don't realize that once you grow up, you can make your own decisions. You know, you don't realize that those are the different options that it will be given to you, you know, by just life. I think you'll be older. I guess I just, as a child, I aspired for a lot more, for sure. I always did. I always wanted to go to college. I always wanted to do something, have a career, this and that. But in reality, that was just a dream for me. In reality, I thought I was going to be just like my mother. I thought I was going to, you know, be married young, have, you know, a bunch of children and stay home and be a housewife, which is fine. But, you know, that's not, as a young girl, I don't think young girls should be thinking that way. And I shouldn't have thought that way.
So would you say that your life turned out differently than you imagined?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, even though I was still young when I had you, your birth turned my life around 360. Like, it was, yeah. What's crazy about that, too, is that it was until I became a mother that I realized that I had choices. It's just so weird, you know, to think that at 20 years old, you're still being manipulated and controlled by your mother. And then, you know, and then you become a mother yourself and you're like, it's like breaking that cycle, you know, you break this mentality that you've been sort of brought up with. And so, yeah, my life has turned around differently. I Like I said, I married young. I had you very young. I didn't get to finish college. However, I am finishing college now, and so it's never too late. So, you know, we are very blessed, and we have a warm home now, and I have a career, and I'm pursuing my degree still, and so I think everything worked out really nicely for me.
Were there any teachers who had a strong influence on your life? If so, can you tell me about them?
I did. I had one particular teacher who I was a total witch to. He was Mr. Chavita. Mr. Chavita was my fifth and sixth grade teacher. And I gave him hell. Poor guy. Poor guy. Just about 3 years ago, I saw him at a quinceañera. And I just couldn't resist. I apologized to him for the way I behaved when I was in his class. Because he never gave up on me, see? He was just persistent and you know, he would offer his help and he'd try to listen to me. And I was a mess. I was a mess. I was always a good student. I always got straight A's. But I had a major attitude problem. I had major psychological issues, you know, due to the sexual abuse. So any man that got close to me, I screamed and hollered, you know, and I was very angry, and I had a very angry and troublesome childhood, but he never gave up on me. I mean, he tried his best to look for help, and he always tried to, you know, ask me if I needed anything and this and that. And, anyway, so I gave him kudos. I gave him kudos for keeping up and always being kind to me. You know, anybody could have given up, but he didn't.
How did you meet your husband?
How did I meet my husband? Long story short, my husband is 10 years older than I am, and this is going to sound odd, but I actually met him when I was 14 and he was 24. He was working, he was managing this popular arcade store, this arcade, just like a playground, something like that. I don't know what else to call it, arcade place. And that technically, that was the first time I met him. I went in there with my younger brother and sister, and we went in there just, you know, to do what we went there to do, to play games. And so I remember seeing him and saying, what a handsome man. And I, you know, it was odd for me to do things or say things like that or even think it, or it crossed my mind, just because I didn't trust men. I was terrified of men. I didn't want any, but he stuck out for sure. And anyway, technically that was the first time I met him, even though we didn't officially meet. He just took my money, right? Because we pay an entrance fee, and we took my money or my quarters or whatever it was, and that was the end of it. But I do remember, that short scene, and the only reason I do remember was because I remember thinking, what a handsome man. Okay, so fast forward 3 years, 15, 16, 17, 18, 4 years, when I was 18, I see him again. I see him again working at the same place. So by this time, a mutual friend of ours was working there. And so he said, hey, come on over, you know, I'll get you in for free, this and that, blah, blah, blah. So I go there with my cousin, and he's there again. So then that's when we officially met. I was 18, he was 20 at the time. He's always looked very young. I never in my craziest thought did I think he was 28. He seemed so much younger. Anyway, we met there. My friend tried to hook us up, right, as they say. But we didn't get along. We didn't like each other. He was too quiet for me. He was handsome, but he was just too quiet for me. I felt like I always needed to entertain him. Not my style. He didn't dance. None of that. So I said, no, it's not gonna work at all. We became friends. And sure enough, after 6 months of friendship, we fell in love with each other. And this was at a place called Wonderland, and it's down in Imperial Beach, down in South Bay area. So that's that.
What do you love most about him?
Okay, so you're telling me to keep this short, but this is going to be the most difficult part because there's so many things. Sometimes I even love what I don't love, wildly enough. Anyway, what I love most about him. I do love one thing that I always enjoy doing is laughing. I didn't get to do that much as a child, so I like to laugh. I like to laugh, and that's one thing that Mayo has is such a great sense of humor, and he sees, he's that kind of guy that just sees everything in a positive way, and he makes a joke out of everything, you know, and it's funny, and sometimes it's annoying, but in the end, you know, when I get over my, whatever I'm upset about, it's funny. Everything is funny. So I absolutely love his sense of humor.
Was there a moment when you knew that he was the one?
Yes, but it's going to make me look like a gold digger, and I'm not. But there was a time. Okay, so I moved out of my parents' house, my mom's house, my mom's apartment fairly quickly after I graduated high school because, her way of life wasn't what I wanted. So I made a different choice and I decided to move out. Anyway, we were living, my older brother Juan and my cousin Liz and I were living in a little apartment. And I was going to college and I was working a part-time job. Long story short, I had my part, my rent part, you know, my share of the rent. My little cousin Liz had her share of the rent, but my brother Juan, he struggled a bit. And I have no clue how, but Manuel found out that we were short on rent. And you're not going to believe this, but he actually gave us the money to pay for the rent. But it was just so unexpected, and I just knew right there and there just the kind of heart that he had. And, I don't know how he found out, but, for him to do that without having the responsibility to or the obligation to, or, he had nothing to do with my brother nor my cousin nor me really, but he still, it was just so, it was so kind of him to have to give us the money to pay our rent. So I knew then. Are we taking so long to learn? Okay.
Should we just stop there?
You want?
I mean, it was already 30 minutes. I didn't get to answer the questions about me.
Aww, I'm sorry.
It makes me sad. I wanted to hear
Can you just do another one?